USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits is rising. The Labor Department saying there were 286,000 initial claims filed last week. That's a jump of 55,000 from the previous week's revised total. The White House on Thursday is defending President Joe Biden after he claimed the upcoming midterm elections easily could be illegitimate. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Thursday was asked if the 2022 midterm elections would be considered illegitimate if a voting rights bill is not passed.
But the point he was making is that as recently as 2020, as we know, the former president was trying to work with local officials to overturn the vote count and not have ballots counted.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Clean up on aisle 7. President Biden is attempting to clean up a remark he made about the tense situation between Russia and Ukraine. There are fears Russia will invade, and Biden used the phrase minor incursion when talking with reporters on Wednesday. He came back today and said it's an invasion if any Russian forces cross the border.
Let there be no doubt at all that if Putin makes this choice, Russia will pay a heavy price.
Biden making those comments at the White House today. The CIA says there's no one explanation for the health issues experienced by many United States diplomats and embassies around the world. An interim finding on the so-called Havana Syndrome reports no United States adversary is engaged in a sustained worldwide campaign to harm or collect intelligence on diplomats. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
People as young as 18 will soon be allowed to drive commercial trucks carrying tons of cargo across state lines under a federal apprenticeship pilot program that is intended to train thousands of new drivers. The move comes as a truck driver shortage continues to impact the United States, with the American Trucking Association reporting 80,000 open positions across the country. Chris Spear is the president and CEO of the American Trucking Association. He says they're doing everything they can to fill those open positions.
Our industry is facing a chronic shortage of talent. Welcome to the club, everybody. We've been dealing with this problem for a long time. Now everybody's short of talent because of this excruciatingly slow return to work, and it's really hurting the supply chain and our ability to come out of this pandemic more quickly. So
a grassroots group says it will hold a rally at the White House on Thursday demanding the Biden administration take action on student loan debt. A group calling itself Hip Hop Caucus and more than a dozen other national advocacy groups are calling on the president to cancel student loan debt. The group arguing without proof that students of color are disproportionately burdened with student loan debt and have fewer economic opportunities to pay it back. You can always find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. An SUV was launched over a curb and left teetering on the side of a small embankment at a fast food restaurant drive-thru on St. George Boulevard Wednesday morning. A driver who was pulled over for driving infractions on Interstate 15 was subsequently arrested after officers found more than 15 pounds of cocaine inside the car. A former mayoral and city council candidate, Ben Martinson, was picked out of 10 applicants Tuesday to fill a vacancy on the Washington City Council. And Tuesday, Pineview High School became the first Southern Utah school to move into the highest red level for COVID infections since the Department of Health established the green, yellow, and red levels for schools. For more on this and other local news, download the St. George News app today from the App Store. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 55 today, clear and 33 tonight, partly cloudy and 53 tomorrow. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
The mainstream media, because someone has to be in charge of selective outrage in this country. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Because democracy basically means government by the people, of the people, for the people. But the people are retarded. So let us say government by the retarded, for the retarded, of the retarded.
So true. By the way, we're a republic. Just thought I'd throw that in there. You know, no one ever says that anymore, except Chris Ann Hall does. And we do. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I was on the Alex Jones Show earlier, How to Stop the Brainwashing. You can check out that clip on Band, B-A-N-N-E-D dot video, and later today. And I encourage you to watch it. Also, we have, welcome to the Kate Daly Show, because we have Chris Ann Hall, who visits us every Thursday, a constitutional attorney and expert. How are you, girl? How you doing?
I am fantastic and so happy to be on the show. Thank you so much, Kate, and to be with Uncle Milty today.
Oh, we're just loving having you. And you've got to tell us about the Supreme Court case when it comes to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech. We got to hear about this.
Yeah, it's really a puzzling kind of case, because from a constitutional law perspective, it should have been a no-brainer. It should have never even got to the Supreme Court. The city of Boston should have settled it out of court. And what happens now is you get a crapshoot in front of the Supreme Court, and everything could get messed up, or they could do the right thing. So in with the constitution of this court, you can never tell. So here's the brief background. The city of Boston decided to use one of their flagpoles to celebrate the diversity of city of Boston. And so they put out a memorandum, a public notice. We're celebrating the diversity of city of Boston. Come one, come all, fill out this little application, and we will hang your flag, which celebrates your diversity. And so what happened was they got people who wanted to celebrate the fact that they were from, you know, France, or they were from Africa or from Russia or whatever, and they're hanging all these foreign country flags. And not only that, apparently the mayor of Boston made a bet with somebody in Canada and lost, and then had to hang the Montreal Canadiens flag from the Boston flag pole. And so then here comes Harold Shirtless, who is the founder of Camp Constitution, says, okay, we're here to celebrate diversity. That's what City of Boston says.
Right.
And he fills out his application to hang the Christian flag. Well, that's where the mess begins, because the guy in the city of Boston in charge of, you know, signing off the paperwork to hang the flag says, whoa, dude, we can't hang a Christian flag. Mr. Shirtless says, wait a minute, we're Christian, you're celebrating diversity. Isn't Christianity part of your diversity? Mm-hmm. And the guy in Boston says, you know, you're hanging this on behalf of Camp Constitution. We'll hang this flag if you refile your application and you don't call it a Christian flag, you call it the Camp Constitution flag. Now, mind you, there's not going to be anything different about the flag, but he's telling them, if you change the name of the flag from Christian flag to Camp Constitution flag, we will hang your flag. Hal shirtless says, are you kidding me? I can't lie.
Right.
And they're like, sorry, we're not hanging your flag. So Matt Staver and Liberty Council, my bestest friends in the constitutional law field. Matt Staver is my favorite constitutional lawyer. Mm-hmm. They take up this case, and it goes all the way to the Supreme Court. And what's absolutely nuts is Alina Kagan and Sotomayor and Breyer, the three liberal justices, say to the city of Boston attorney, why are you here? Why didn't you settle this case?
Right.
And so it really now, because Amy Coney Barrett is a total train wreck, it has become infinitely more complicated than it needs to be. And now it's an issue of, was the city of Boston speaking when the flags were hanging on the flagpole, or were the individuals who filed the application to hang the flag on the flagpole speaking? And if you think that is the most infinitely stupid thing you've ever heard, welcome to the logic of the Supreme Court.
So Boston City Attorney Howard Dreimeyer said that the city was trying to foster diversity of communities. Justice Thomas said, if Christians aren't a part of this diversity, then the city's policy is limited diversity.
Yeah, and the city attorney says, no, it's just a different kind of diversity. And then, a different kind. And so then Thomas responds, limited diversity. No, just a different kind of diversity.
I don't.
Wow.
With the changing of language.
So it's just idiocy. I mean, it's absolute stupidity.
It is. Where do we go from here?
And Barrett was a total train wreck.
She always is.
It's just stunning to me how terrible she is.
You know, do you remember when I had you on, this was before, and everybody was going crazy over her, and we were talking about some of her decisions because she was over Illinois, where we're live right now, and different places that were live. We were talking about her cases, and she had the screwiest opinions on some of these cases.
Yes.
And we tried, you know, at the time. But everybody was just hook, line, and sinker that she was the answer.
Oh, yeah. No, I got attacked by Christian attorneys.
Whoa.
For trying to point out who she was and how her brain works. And now all of a sudden, you know, I'm not an idiot. But
what's your opinion of Gorsuch?
Oh, man, he's probably my favorite Supreme Court justice of 100 years.
Yeah. Yeah. As we've been watching all of his opinions, man, they are usually right on the money. Whether he's in the majority or not, he's right on the money.
Yep.
When he's explaining.
He's the only justice that I can remember reading who actually came out and said, maybe we shouldn't be using this precedent.
Right.
Maybe we should recognize this precedent is wrong and set something new.
Amen.
Hmm. You know.
No, I mean, he's not like perfect.
Right.
But he's the closest we've had in 100 years.
Okay.
And I'm serious. That's everybody that we've had. All of the conservative justice idols that have been propped up, Gorsuch is higher than the rest of them.
I want to get your take on a clip. Can I play a clip for you? It's 1 minute. And
sure.
It's Dr. David Martin talking about federal regulations with what's going on today. Here we go.
You will actually be part of the class that one day recovers those damages. So I say stand firm, inform yourself, get evidence, and take action. Under 21 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 50.23 and 24, it is illegal to make anybody participate in an experimental program using coercion. That is, in fact, how in U.S. law, we actually embraced in U.S. law the Nuremberg Code. So coercion is illegal. And we need to call it coercion. We don't want to call it leverage. We don't want to call it pressure. We want to call it the illegal act that it is. It's coercion. And that becomes important because under 18 U.S. Code, Section 2331 and then subsection 802, inside of the definition of domestic terrorism is anytime a U.S. citizen or a government in the U.S. is forced to do something that it would not otherwise do. That's also not only coercion, but domestic terrorism.
What do you say about that? Because a lot of people are wondering, hey, there are laws on the books, and how are they continuously getting away with all of this? And can we stand there and say, hey, this and this? I mean, you have to look at this. And will the judges actually go along?
Here's the complication with that, all right? Mm-hmm. You're not dealing with people who are unaware of these laws. You're dealing with the people who don't care about them, who believe that they are above those laws, that they are outside of those laws. You're dealing with a system that's not interested in enforcing those laws. And what you have to understand is if you're going to use those laws, follow through to the procedure. If you're going to use those laws, you need the Department of Justice on your side. That's not going to happen.
No.
If you're going to follow those laws, if you're going to enforce those laws, you need the FBI on your side. And that's not going to happen either.
That's not going to happen either.
And so the problem is with USC, it requires the cooperation of the very system you're complaining is violating the USC.
And
the very people who are violating the USC are the ones that are required to actually enforce the USC.
and
that's why it's interesting to talk about. And it's sort of like trivial to understand when the real solution has to be state and local, and with the individual refusing to comply with the sheriff who is willing to protect the people's rights.
Yeah.
This USC stuff is novel. It's interesting. It's wow. That's pretty incredible. But it really has no teeth to the bite.
So you're saying in practicality terms, unusable, unless there was a judge that was honest enough, maybe if it went to court to
No.
Still not even
because
then.
Judges have no force.
Okay.
The judge can say all they want, but if the Department of Justice refuses to enforce it, and you see, a court is not the executive branch. The court offers opinions. The only way the court has an arm of force is when the executive branch enforces the orders of the court. If you get a judge that says that, I mean, we've seen it. Biden refuses to follow the federal judges all the time. And so the courts are not your solution when USC is the issue. The solution, the only way USC becomes a force to reckon with is when you have the cooperation of the executive branch. And you currently have an executive branch that does not and has not and will not intend to enforce the law on themselves.
Okay, Uncle Melty?
Well, the reason for that is they actually all now believe that the ends justify the means.
Yeah, and that's why the USC thing is novel. It's interesting to talk about. Uh-huh. It's really kind of, wow, look at what we put in place, what happened, what went wrong. Well, what went wrong is the fact that the people themselves stopped being government.
Well, bingo. Give everybody your website as we're going out, Chris Ann Hall.
ChrisAnnHall.com, KrisAnnHall.com, and our online Constitution, Law, and American History training is at LibertyFirstSociety.com.
LibertyFirstSociety.
The best online training you can get.
Yes, it is. Amen, sister. Hey, thank you so much. See you next Thursday.
God bless you guys. Thank you.
LibertyFirstSociety.com, and of course, you're listening to The Kate Daly Show. We'll be right back.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical breakthrough. The WAVE technology at Wasatch Medical Clinic was tested by Cambridge University and the Cleveland Clinic, and the results are in. It's proven to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED by treating the root cause, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. I don't think I've ever seen it fail. This is a $600 value, free to those that call in the next 2 minutes. 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction, and get your love life back. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now to qualify. 435-922-7000.
The 2021 Ford Ranger is built ready for your next adventure. With durable features like a high-strength steel frame and frame-mounted steel bumpers, combined with a class-exclusive advanced turbocharged gas engine, you can rely on your Ranger whether on your everyday drive or rugged terrain. Owning one won't break the bank either. Right now, get 1.9% for 60 months plus $1,000 bonus cash. Ken Garf, St. George Ford. We hear you on approved credit through Ford Credit Finance. Some restrictions will apply. OAC. See dealer for details.
Icon Contracting wants you. Are you a finished carpenter or have the ability to be a finished carpenter that we can train? Are you ready to jump into a better tomorrow for you and your family? Join our team now. Lots of work with competitive pay and consistent pay. Tools provided and with a clean driving record, a vehicle may be available. Icon Contracting is looking for team members, crew leads, and field supervisors now. Call 705-8690 or Icon Contracting.
St. George Water Heaters understands the worst thing to come home to is water everywhere. Their superb, well-trained courtesy technician has the proper equipment to get the job done right the first time. And with the same day or at least 24-hour response time, your water heater's problems can be resolved. Protect your investment with a courteous, trustworthy water heater man from St. George Water Heaters. At the same great rates, even if it's late. Call 772-9677 or stgeorgewaterheaters.com. Vetted by Angie's List and Home Advisor.
They're slow, and there's insurance companies slow. At Siegfried & Jensen, we know a few things about dealing with insurance companies, so you don't have to. Our team of attorneys right here in St. George will help you navigate the insurance company's roadblocks and get you a timely resolution on your injury claim. After you're hurt, never go it alone. Call Siegfried & Jensen today at 435-222-2222, or to find out more, visit us at SiegfriedandJensen.com.
Hi, this is Kate Daly, and I love my sponsors. The Kate Daly Show is brought to you by Your Family Still Matters, St. George, Utah's food storage and emergency supply store. St. George Ink and Toner. If you want to save money on ink for your printers, see St. George Ink and Toner at 42 South River Road. Thanks for listening to the Kate Daly Show on St. George News Radio.
Thank you for voting Garage Doors Only the best garage door company in Southern Utah 3 years in a row. It has come to our attention that other garage door companies are capitalizing on the current supply chain issues by grossly overcharging. Don't be pressured or misled into overpaying for repair on your garage door. At Garage Doors Only, we commit to treating you fairly, no pressure tactics, and no overcharging. We have the supplies and the professional technicians needed. If we aren't your first call, make us your second opinion, free of charge. Garage Doors Only, where the only thing we do is garage doors.
What if I told you the next 53 seconds could change your life? I know it sounds dramatic, but it's true. And while this ad might not be for everyone, if what I'm about to describe sounds familiar, you need to call us today. Let me get to the point. You've heard all the medical terms or nicknames, but ED is real. In fact, most of the people we work with deal with depression, unsatisfied relationships, an unhappy spouse, and even confidence issues. People think it's just about the bedroom. But if you're struggling with ED, you know it's far more. At Prolong Medical Center, our treatment plans have an 85% success rate. Yes, 85%. If privacy is keeping you from picking up the phone, we get it. This is why we have a discreet entrance and spread appointments out. Worried about price? Don't stress. Treatment is affordable and transparent. Your case is not hopeless. This can change your life. Prolong Medical Center in St. George. Online at prolongmedicalcenter.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell, is doing a lot of good. And boy, he's getting cancel cultured in the rear end. So please, I mean, banks are leaving and all kinds of problems because of his politics. Anyway, We've got to support him and support this show, Truth and Radio, because this show depends on you. And we have a few wonderful sponsors. And your interaction with those sponsors is what keeps us on the air.
Yep.
So please go to MyPillow.com, order some great products that you know you're going to end up buying for your home anyway, but these are going to be much better quality, I assure you. The towels, the sheets, the robes, the slippers, they're all amazing. And they do make amazing gifts, too. You can get up to 70% off on them if you just put in my name. So put in Kate, K-A-T-E. Kate is always the code on all my sponsors. And just put it in at MyPillow.com. Get the huge after Christmas savings that they've got. They've even got more savings because of the fact that there are so many people that are trying to cancel him. And the big box stores and whatnot. And so you get to go on and you get to get all the savings. You get to reap the benefit. Go to MyPillow.com. Get some of the best products you've ever had when it comes to mattresses, mattress toppers, you name it. Pillows. The pillows are amazing, you guys. You can grab them for $19 right now. Put them on every single one of your beds. They are amazing pillows. My Pillow is so cool. Anyway, MyPillow.com. So let me say this. There's a lot of headlines. The Federal Reserve, shockingly, I'm in shock, is announcing that they might have to go to digital currency. I couldn't see this one coming. Give me a break. You guys, they've been trying this for so long. Of course, that's where they're headed. Anyway, COVID PCR tests are now going to be replaced with x-rays.
What?
To show you have pneumonia.
Oh.
Yeah. The Democrats hid in the Freedom to Vote Act into the NASA part of it so no one would notice because they're going to lease NASA buildings. And then do the extension of mechanism to strip states' rights to enforce voter ID laws. And the bills have everything to do with that. So they're really hiding it under the NASA column. So everybody's not looking under NASA. But it's a monstrosity. And they're sneaky enough to do it. Wouldn't you just hate to be part of that party right now? Sneaky little...
I thought it was illegal to change the text of a bill like that. So
you would
that
think
it has no relation to the title anymore.
Yeah, and solely based on something so circumstantial. It's like, we have the same janitor. I mean, that's the kind of thing they're doing.
Yeah.
It's, well, we're going to lease this particular building, so we're just going to hide it under NASA so no one sees it. That doesn't...
Wow.
I don't know if I could hold my head anymore up if I was a liberal Democrat in this country anymore. It's sneaky party based on delusions. No thanks.
Yeah, but the other thing is anybody that votes for that should know what's in it.
Right.
So if they don't like that voter bill, they shouldn't vote for the NASA bill.
Exactly. But not one person in the House has any singular... like smidgen of courage because no one will try to pass a bill that says no more omnibus bills and no more bills that everything's crammed into them.
Yeah.
But you know, we don't want to mention that. Also tax collectors to demand facial recognition ID. IRS is demanding Americans show their face to a private company to access their tax returns.
Wow.
Yeah. We've gotten there. We're there. just,
that kind of stuff all came straight out of China.
I don't know. I think it came all out of us.
Well, I mean, but they've been doing it in China for a while.
Yeah.
And so our guys just said, hey, we might as well take control of the people like that, too.
Yeah. It's a new kind of digital identification requiring the user to submit their personal data to a private company in Virginia. hi, government. And, a private company member.
In Virginia, called the CIA.
So true. Let me guess, McLean, Virginia? Including the live video of their face from their cell phone or computer webcam will be the only way Americans can create an account with the IRS. Starting this summer. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're living in a world of hurt, and this is the hurt. This is the part where you just go, I can't believe this is us, but it is. And so that on the heels of, we're the Federal Reserve, and I think we're trying to go digital, even though we've been trying this for like 20 years. Yep, I think we might be. Yeah, I think you are. Yeah.
They're doing so much so fast that my prayer is more people are going to wake up.
Yeah.
And say no.
Yeah, which is good. And what's funny is when they use the words may create a U.S. digital currency. Honey, they've created this a long time ago. Yeah. And they tried to put it into the CARES Act. And then they took it out of the CARES Act right before the CARES Act passed. They had it all set up so post offices would actually house a machine and that you would get your government card of your digital currency and go into the post office. Yeah, they use the post office for lots of things. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so let's talk about, we were having this discussion off air. Should we have this discussion? Because I'd love to get your take on this. Do you think COVID-19 is a biological weapon?
I think it's very likely that it is. Now, you know, and I've had people say to me, well, if it was really a biological weapon, wouldn't it have killed more people? Mm-hmm. It depends on what they were testing. Mm-hmm. Maybe the only part of this biological weapon they were testing was how fast can we make it spread and how much BS can we pass off on the people?
I disagree. I disagree because I absolutely do not think it exists. I think it's a label. I think it's label diagnosis, label medicine. I think they were able to do it. And this is why they hid having any kind of autopsies for months and months and months and months. They didn't want the word getting out before they spread the lie. So once they spread the lie, and here's another little reasoning tip for you, too, as to why I think this. If it was a biological weapon, why didn't they do it in the summer? Why did they do it right smack in the middle of flu season? Why do it right in the month of February and March? When they know flu season is at an all-time high, so it can be shrouded into the symptom list of your average cold with different levels of severity, your average flu with different levels of severity, and your average pneumonia with different levels of severity based on your own deficiency. So I don't think it's a biological weapon. I actually think it's sickness that they have reclassified and rebranded and given a name of COVID-19, and they also never isolated the virus.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the purpose, though, of gain of function is to weaponize mm-hmm. pathogens.
Yes.
So then do we not mm-hmm. believe they were doing gain of function research?
I don't think we've gotten the full gain of function yet. I think that they wanted to lay the groundwork down for this. They knew it'd be easy. They knew we'd be gullible. And they knew they could do it because what they did was they took all their flu surveillance and put it onto COVID, which they readily admitted themselves at the CDC. I think the gain of function is saved for a little bit later on. And I do think their gain of function truly is working on smallpox, not this. And I do think they're going to drop smallpox and it's going to be a weaponized version.
Well.
Yeah. Agree, disagree. I love it when we don't agree because that means you're going to call up, which I love. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. Call in live. I'd love to hear your debate on this. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey.
Hey. What do you think?
So I think that the actual virus is nothing. It's a big nothing burger. Mm-hmm. I think it was a way to actually unleash the vaccine mm-hmm. and to have those 10 different injections, mm-hmm. One of them being a placebo, which is why everybody has a different reaction, which is why we have so many people saying, well, it didn't hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we have all these different things. If you look at the ingredients in some of those formulations, well, I take that back. They never listed what was in any of the formulations, but a few scientists have pulled out some of the ingredients,
mm-hmm.
and they cause, when they get into the bloodstream, they say that they actually cause micro cuts into your arteries and veins, causing the micro clotting.
Right.
And then potentially the heart attack and the stroke. And so, again, it was a way to get those toxic, mm-hmm. well, and the sterilizations that we're seeing, because you've got, if you go back, you know, Gates, mm-hmm. wonderful Bill and Melinda Gates, when they went to Africa, I believe it was in the 90s, and they gave all of the women
mm-hmm.
the tetanus or tuberculosis shot, five doses. And five doses, they were sterilized.
Yeah.
And what are they pushing now? How many doses, boosters, are we up to now?
Five.
five.
The fifth
five.
One is called Omicron. Yeah, because they couldn't call it the fifth booster because everyone's going, we don't believe you anymore.
Yeah.
So now they had to say Omicron is severe, so here's the fifth. Yep. In order to get people.
So
to take
they have been doing this in other countries. It's just they've never done it to us before.
Exactly.
And when Obama changed it so that we could have propaganda on our own soil, on our own citizens, that's when this, I mean, he said it all the ducks in a row, right? And so that's why the new bill cannot, must not pass, that Green New Deal bill.
Yeah.
And why the Build Back Better bill, because we have all the foundation, all the working parts for this monstrosity, and all they need is basically the go lever. And that's why those bills must not pass.
Amen, sister. Thank you so much. Really appreciate all your calls.
Now, based on what the caller just said, though, that entire scenario from the virus, the fear, the vaccination, supposedly, all of that could be a biological weapon.
I don't think it is. You want to know why? He's looking at me. Because all the symptoms are flu, pneumonia, and cold. If they wanted to do a biological weapon, they would have dropped some pretty severe symptoms. I'm talking about your head spinning around, vomiting green stuff. I'm talking about spots. I'm talking about something more than what is already contained in the flu, the cold, and the pneumonia.
Only if they wanted the supposed virus to be the weapon.
Mm-hmm.
But they made everybody fear something that wasn't there, and then the vaccine is the weapon.
Now, I could go along with that, but is no COVID-19 biological weapon.
But the whole process is a weapon.
It's a weapon because of the vaccines.
Right.
Yes, I do believe the vaccine is a weapon against humanity and against the growth of humanity. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You only have about 30 seconds. Go for it.
Yeah, so sorry, Kate. I have to disagree with you. It is a biological weapon, and your timeline is off. It was introduced in October 2019.
Well,
that's when the Chinese released it. That's when they started having problems.
I disagree.
And that's when they started flying people all over the world.
I disagree. Okay, I will answer that when we get back, but I disagree with you. Actually, really, it started to really develop January and February, and in March, we went into a lockdown. And so basically, what is the flu season? It is October to May. That's the flu season, if you really want to know. So were they off? No, they just used and abused the flu season. And I don't think COVID-19 is a biological weapon. I could buy that the vaccine is, but not COVID-19. I think COVID-19 is a label. That's all it is. But we have believed it is a severe illness, a severe illness of the sniffles. No, sorry.
But you need the COVID-19 to bring the vaccine in.
Well, yeah, they used it as an excuse.
Right.
So they just did a label of COVID-19, and then that was the gateway to get you to take the shot, right? The series of shots, the drip system.
Yep.
Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Congratulations. Your job search is over. Balance of Nature is hosting a hiring event January 25th. Bring your resume to our Balance of Nature office at 1568 South River Road, number 200 in St. George, and take your first steps towards your new career. We are looking for positive, purpose-driven people with an eagerness to learn and drive to help improve the lives of people all around the world. Balance of Nature is hiring for a wide variety of positions, ranging from manufacturing to shipping, so don't miss out on this opportunity to join the fastest-growing company in Southern Utah. Again, bring your resume to the Balance of Nature office at 1568 South River Road, number 200 in St. George, on January 25th, anytime between 5 and 7 o'clock p.m. If you have any questions, call 435-319-8774. Join our team and help us make a difference. Again, that phone number was 435-319-8774.
It's January, and like you, we're cleaning house. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, where right now you can save big at our huge January clearance sale. No supply chain issues here, folks. A, we're absolutely loaded with new mattresses. B, we need to make room for even more new mattresses. So C, you're going to save lots and lots of money. Plus, we've got no down, no interest financing. Best Mattress, voted Best Mattress Store 4 years in a row in the Best of Las Vegas poll. Sleep easy, friends.
Want the real dirt on concrete problems? You may think your driveway and patio sit on solid ground, but they may not be. Rain can wash away the soil and drought can cause it to shrink, or it may not have been properly compacted when your home was built. But at some point, they need to be dealt with, either when you're selling your home or when someone trips over a broken slab. Either way, they don't get any less expensive to fix. But even though concrete problems don't get better with time, they do get better with us. Call Davenport Foundation Repair for your free no-obligation inspection today. Because when it comes to cracked or sunken concrete, it's really all about the dirt.
Thank you, Southern Utah and Iron County, for voting Southwest Spine and Pain Gold Winner in Best of Southern Utah. Southwest Spine and Pain offers pain management solutions and minimally invasive procedures to help you get back to life. With four Southern Utah locations, they are ready to help you live pain-free. Give them a call today, 435-656-2424, or visit their website at swsp.com. Have you ever wondered what it's like to drive an electric vehicle? Are you considering purchasing one, or would you like to have an extended test drive a little closer to home? Well, now is your chance. With Dixie Power's EV Experience Program, Dixie Power members have the opportunity to take one of their two Hyundai Kona EVs out for a week test drive, free of charge and without mileage restrictions. Taking an EV for a test drive with a dealer doesn't really give you the full experience. How do you charge your car? What will your power bill look like? And is it suited for your family? These are all good questions. As more and more car manufacturers are turning to electric vehicles, it is easy to see that they are likely the car of the future. The EV Experience provides members a chance to see how an EV works as their daily vehicle and help think about whether planning an electric vehicle purchase in the future makes sense. Sign up for your EV Experience today at DixiePower.com. Energizing life and energizing transportation.
Just the other morning, an old friend I had not seen for many years walked into the store unannounced. I could tell by his countenance that he was very upset and was wanting a moment to consult with me. As we sipped our coffee together in private conference, he quietly divulged that he was very upset with his prior year's holiday season giving. I was perplexed at first until he went further into his explanation. He stated, "Greg, I'm tired of giving the same old stuff." He actually said junk. For the holiday, it wears out. They don't appreciate it, or they return it for the cash. "It's just stupid," he said, and he finished with visible dismay. He stated that he had heard me for years going on and on about the value of gold and silver as a hedge against the rotten-to-the-core government's ridiculous economic policies. He said he'll be giving silver coins as gifts this year. I wish you could have seen his face light up when he made the decision. Gold Ore Store. Gold, silver, and so much more. Gold Ore Store equals inflation killer.
Now is the time to take care of your heating and cooling system during the New Year's Savings Event with Air Care Professionals.
Need a heating tune-up?
Just $89 for a limited time.
Looking to replace that old, inefficient heating system?
Well, right now, you can get up to $1,000 off a new Bryant heating and air conditioning system from Air Care Professionals.
And don't stop there.
For a limited time, get 0% equipment financing options OAC.
This may be the best offer of the year.
With offers like these, you know Air Care Professionals and Bryant are doing whatever it takes to earn your business. Call 628-2423 or online at aircarepros.com. Voted best of Southern Utah.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I can't wait to take your calls on this. It really is. It's a good discussion. Because depending on the shows you listen to, you're going to hear a whole bunch of different things about this topic. And so, by the way, get Balance of Nature. Yeah, just can't go wrong. Balance of Nature is amazing. There's only a few whole food supplements out there that are the whole food. Okay. Everything else is just a list of ingredients and all kinds of wacky stuff. But there's only a few things that are a whole food. They take the whole food without chemicals or anything like it, and they dial that down, and they give you the phytonutrients, and they put it into a capsule, and you can take it, okay? It's only a few. When I did my homework, the other ones were truly way more expensive, and this one wasn't. And this one hit every single mark on my checklist. It wasn't expensive. The drink that came with it helped you to balance your sugar and drop weight and drop the cravings and lower cholesterol. And it had all these amazing things. Plus, you were getting 31 fruits and vegetables a day. Nobody could come close to that. Nobody could top that a day. Balance of Nature is amazing. There's three things: fruits, veggies, and the fiber drink. It is an amazing system. You should be doing this every day. In about a week, you'll feel the difference.
You know what I found? I got tired of taking pills. I was taking so many pills. So I open them up and I drop the fruit out of the capsule into applesauce.
Oh, really?
And I drop the vegetables into vegetable juice.
Nice.
Mix it up and drink it down. And I don't have to take the pills.
Nice. I like that. You know, my husband does that once in a while. And he did that when he was sick, actually, because he wanted a double dose on it, right? And that's what he did, too. It breaks them open, right?
Yep. And it tastes great.
Yeah. Yeah. It tastes great. It's a whole food product. Balanceofnature.com, code word Kate, and then you get the 35% off in the free shipping. Okay, so we're debating something that is really kind of a hot topic right now, and it really kind of depends. I think it depends on how much research you've done. Now, I'm not saying that anyone that thinks it's a biological weapon, COVID-19, and that it exists, hasn't done any research. I'm saying which research you've looked at. The research I've looked at, they never isolated it one time, the whole sequence of it, since it's been around, quote unquote, for two solid years. Okay. There's a problem with that. The test was never built on a sequence of COVID-19 because they didn't have one. It's PCR test is just a blanket test. I mean, it's a fraudulent blanket test that was never meant to diagnose. They dropped it in the middle of flu season and not inside any other time because it could be masked by the flu season, you know, flu, cold, and pneumonia symptoms. And so there was a reason for that. And so they stopped the flu surveillance and they started counting COVID. I think COVID is only a label. They could have called it the balloon disease and we would be calling it that today. But it's still only cold, flu, and pneumonia. And the severity of that depends on how depleted you are. Now, I'm going to leave this open. Can everybody keep their comments just short to the point? And I want to hear what people have to say, please, because I think this is so fascinating. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, Kate. I'm going to see if maybe I can square the circle between the two of you.
What do you think?
I think both of you are right. I actually think that the original virus was a bioweapon created by Fauci and deliberately released. And then, of course, part of that was to introduce the vaccine.
Okay.
And I just think it's... I just think it's all part of the Hegelian dialectic, you know, create the problem and then impose the solution.
So is the virus then, because I remember asking a doctor this, hey, can you identify this and describe this? And the doctor couldn't do it, said it's out there somewhere.
No.
Yeah, no,
I agree with you 100%. I'll put it to you this way. I don't think anywhere near the number of people, I don't think actually one person has been proven to have died from COVID.
Then why release a biological weapon?
I think it did probably, for people that were immune compromised and probably fit into, you know, a certain category of weakness, I think it did probably bring them down.
But then why are 99.9% of us just fine? If they wanted a biological weapon, that number would be way down. That we would never have 99.9% of the people just fine, just like we do with flu, cold, and pneumonia.
Well, no, I agree, but look at it this way. The argument I'm making is basically, look at how much bang for the buck they got. If they had a really dangerous weapon, it could get out of control.
Okay, but the weapon the weapon isn't any different than flu, cold, and pneumonia. So how could you prove that COVID-19 was a biological weapon, that it was a tangible thing that they dropped?
Well, I can't completely. I mean, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely correct in your skepticism because, as I say, I just think it's all part of the general strategy of creating noise everywhere.
Okay.
You know, in other words, do you remember the views that we got of the hospitals in the very first weeks? And it showed all the people, you know, like there were reports of people dying in the streets and all that. I mean,
right.
all of that apparent. I mean, that was all just,
I do
you
not.
Know,
if you want to know what I think about that, I don't think that was actually a thing. I think that was something very separate that they did to a few people, because guess what? No one else suffered it that way.
Nope.
Nobody else is dying on the street. Thanks for your call, by the way. Nobody else is dying on the street. Everyone's dying in ICUs under treatment that is supposed to do what it's doing, and it's disgusting and evil. But people are not falling on the street. No one in America is falling dead on the street. That means that whatever they did to show the video of that to a few people, just to get the scaremongering going because we were working with China to develop some sort of scare, does not mean that COVID-19 is an actual reality. Hi, caller. I know. I'm trying to get there. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead and keep it quick.
Yeah. Biological weapon. There is a virus out there. We have no idea if it's corona, what it is. It's right now, I've talked to several people locally. It's like a mild flu or a cold.
Now, wait a minute. You can't say that and just say it's like the flu. It's either the flu and a cold and pneumonia, or we have a biological weapon that has a different set of symptoms. Because if it's just flu, cold, and pneumonia, that's flu, cold, and pneumonia.
Well, no, flu is a virus. This is a virus. It may be a flu virus. I would guess it probably is. This is not where the focus, this is not the right perspective. We need to be looking at what is definitely the biological weapon. That is the shots.
Mm-hmm.
And this is laying the foundation.
But that wasn't the question.
The real question.
I get
weapon.
That. I get the big picture. The question was, does COVID-19 exist, and is it a biological weapon? Because that's what the press is teaching people to believe.
So on this, all these subjects, we should go to definitions. By definition, it is a weapon usable in biological warfare. This is biological warfare. It is a pathogen, a toxin. There's no sample of it. That is not where we should be talking.
There's no sample of it.
What's really important, we've been told it's gene therapy, by definition.
But I'm not talking about the shots. I'm not talking about gene therapy. I'm not talking about their solution. I'm asking, is COVID-19 a biological weapon? Is it a separate entity?
Well, it is in how they're using it. They're using some sort of a mild virus out there to create the real to lead us to the real biological weapon, the shots.
Okay, but that's not what I'm asking. I'm asking, is COVID-19 a thing, or is it labeled medicine?
Well, you know, I've called in several times. We have no idea if it's a corona. There's no test. You had Dr. Martin talk about this. There is no test for any of
there's
this.
There's no
it's
test. There's no sequence.
Test.
There's no nothing to back it up that it's an actual thing, other than something they said in the media, that they say at the CDC, that they say at every hospital, that they say at every clinic. Other than that, any symptom, all 98 symptoms are flu, cold, and pneumonia. There is nothing to distinguish what it is or if it's everything, and you can't be everything.
Yes, I agree. Give me 15 seconds to talk about this.
Better hurry.
That's where the biological. Okay,
I get it. I get the shots.
Therapy.
We get the shots.
By definition, they cannot be therapy. The definition of therapy is treatment of illness, injury, or disability.
It's
not a treatment. They know exactly what's going on.
I get it. But that's not what we were just talking about. Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys. I think both of you could be right, but I think it's a progression in the questioning. So the first question, does the COVID-19 virus exist? It's likely no, but if there is something that does exist, the answer then to the Uncle Miltie's side of the argument would be it would be laboratory-made, man-made, and a bioweapon.
Okay.
If something does exist.
Okay, but how would we know that? How would you know that? Then it would be something that was distinguished as different, just like strep is different from flu.
So back to why, when we say we can't isolate it, maybe that's a way to show that it doesn't exist. I don't believe in anything exists, and I'll finish this up. I'm just playing kind of devil's advocate.
Sure, sure.
On how we say we can't isolate it or whatever. Well, if we did identify something or isolate it, or if these the establishment showed us that, it could indicate that it would be laboratory made, man made. Due to
but they never have
manipulation.
So after 2 years, what does that tell
us? So they might not want to open that bag up yet.
Yeah, interesting.
So there's that. Mm-hmm. And then, but I believe the gain of function research bioweapon angle could have been a controlled alternative narrative for us so that we can believe that there is something.
Ah, okay.
Because we don't believe there is one. So it goes back and forth to both of that. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
So it's likely it doesn't exist. I go back to the fact that it doesn't matter if there's planes on 9/11.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
The buildings were brought down by controlled demolition. So it doesn't matter if there's a virus or not.
Mm-hmm. But that's what we're asking, though. See, that's the question. There's a lot of people out there who go, and even your doctors will go, oh, well, COVID-19 is real. Okay, really? Then prove that to me, because they had to deliver it in flu season to be completely overcome by flu season, and then flu and pneumonia and cold disappear for 2 years? I mean,
and bronchitis.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah, thank
you. Yeah, all the deaths, all the statistics, all the testing, the death certificate, medical fraud, everything like that is all what drives this pandemic.
Thank you.
And it's not likely a virus.
Yeah.
And the gain of function research could actually be a control narrative to make us believe that if there is one, it's a bioweapon. So, but it goes back and forth.
Thank you. Really appreciate the call. Go ahead.
So basically, you know, I've kind of been convinced here. Uh-huh. It's a chimera. They used it to put fear into us so that they could shoot us with their poison.
But it's still fake.
It's
so
fake.
So a chimera is still
chimera
an illusion at the end
illusion.
Of the day,
yes.
But people are diehard believing it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Better hurry.
Hi, Kate. You are absolutely correct.
Amens. Amen, brother. Yeah. This investigator.
You, John Rappaport, and several others that have done studies that never existed.
Nope. I believe so, too.
Yeah, you've got to have a premise and in conclusions. And everybody's talking about the conclusions, but nobody's talking about the premise.
Yep.
Is there a virus?
Right.
Nope. Mm-mm.
I agree with you.
The whole thing is a psyop.
Thank you. I really appreciate his call because I believe that too. And after all the research I've done, it's the only conclusion I can come to. When you have to wrap everything in symptoms that are already there for illnesses we already get, then you don't have something. All you have is a scare tactic label, and they've attached it to everything. What did my governor, my own personal governor, came out and said, if you're sick, assume you have COVID.
Yeah.
That should be the big tell right there. Assume you have COVID, people, or assume you have Omicron. Omicron can get through every single country and every single person within a matter of 6 weeks. Really? I don't think so. That's why I don't believe it at all. In fact, I'll be the one that you know, seriously can argue this. I could argue this for an entire 3-hour show.
Yep.
Because I firmly believe that everyone believes in a label. But here's the thing. See, it's been said so much. It is the chimera. Because it's been said so much, everybody has to say, well, of course, COVID exists. They always start everything out with COVID exists. And a lot of the doctors are going, well, COVID exists. Even the doctors I love. Well, it exists. How about it doesn't exist? How about that? Now let's argue that it does not exist. It's flu, cold, and pneumonia. And prove it does. It's cold, flu, and pneumonia. And this is why the CDC over and over and over again has said, wait a minute here. This is all about that from the beginning, they had to take the flu surveillance and they couldn't distinguish between the flu and COVID or a cold and COVID or pneumonia and COVID.
And they admit it.
And they admit it. My husband's hospital records say possible COVID at the very, very bottom in the memo, likely pneumonia. Why do they do that? Legal protection. Mm-hmm. Because they know. I think there's something in there that they know that COVID does not exist, but it's a really handy label when you're diagnosing an entire world with illness. That's how sad that is. You know what? The phones are lighting up, so we're going to carry this into the next hour. I do want to hear what you have to say about this. So I'm going to let we're going to just kind of take off the topic that we had for next hour. I'm going to have you call in because I want to hear what you have to say about this. It really is at it's the pinnacle. It really is at the foundation of everything for the last 2 years and if they can get away with it. So I'll take your calls right when we get back. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Riveting discussion. I love this.
Thanks for listening to The Kate Daly Show. All opinions expressed by the program participants on The Kate Daly Show are solely their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of St. George News Radio, KZNU, Canyon Media, or their respective parent companies or advertisers. If you'd like to comment directly, talk lines are open
at 888-673-1450. That's 888-673-1450. Or you may email directly at kate@canyonmedia.net.
The 2021 Ford Ranger is built ready for your next adventure. With durable features like a high-strength steel frame and frame-mounted steel bumpers, combined with a class-exclusive advanced turbocharged gas engine, you can rely on your Ranger whether on your everyday drive or rugged terrain. Owning one won't break the bank either. Right now, get 1.9% for 60 months plus $1,000 bonus cash. Ken Garf, St. George Ford. We hear you. On approved credit through Ford Credit Finance, some restrictions will apply. OAC, see dealer for details.
This is St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George.